Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, never mind the political hot air, we hear about the real art of the possible at COP26. But first, the Evening Standard's at Portugal's Web Summit. The world's technorati have descended on Lisbon, where speakers have included Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen. Simon Freeman, the Evening Standard City News Editor, is on the ground in the Portuguese capital. Simon, what are the hot topics?
You know, it's crypto. Everywhere you go, someone's trying to tell you the new coin, their new Bitcoin, and climate change, which is a huge issue here. I mean, you've got 2,000 miles north in Glasgow, the politicians and the world leaders, all these politicos trying to set the guidelines and the framework for the future. And then down here, it really feels like you've got the sort of the whiz kids, the innovators, all coming together and trying to come up with actual solutions.
And presumably people are pretty happy to escape those endless Zoom meetings we've endured over the past year or so.
There's some amazing stories coming out. People who've invested $200-300 million in a company, they've never met the guy that they invested in because it was all done over Zoom. They've now met them for the first time at this summit.
And how are the COVID measures there?
Portugal is very proud of its status. I mean, it's the most vaccinated country in the world. But people are still far more cautious here, than particularly noticeably, than they are in the UK. Masks are mandatory virtually everywhere you go. Even in the long lines of people that are waiting outside, it's nothing like being on the Victoria line.
And you can read more of Simon's Web Summit reporting at standard.co.uk. Facebook says it will shut down its controversial facial recognition database that harvested user ID from photographs and videos. It's all part of the social network's cuddly rebrand and name change to Meta. But that's not all. Facebook isn't shelving face harvesting software totally. The firm says it will keep developing the systems for things like ID checks and fraud prevention. Now, President Joe Biden's got a few choice words for his opposite numbers who didn't attend the COP26 summit in Scotland.
The fact that China, trying to assert, understandably, a new role in the world as a world leader, not showing up, come on.
And also Vladimir Putin, watch yourself.
Same with Putin and Russia. You know, his tundra's burning. He's in a literally the tundra's burning. He has serious, serious climate problems. And he is mum on the willingness to do anything.
It comes as day three of COP26 kicks off, 24 hours after world leaders agreed a deal to curb emissions of the planet's second most polluting greenhouse gas. Now, meet Terry Stebbings, director of Proterra Energy, a Scotland-based firm helping farmers build tiny hydroelectric dams to power their business.
Majority of the schemes are what's called run-of-river, so you take water out of the river at a higher elevation, and then you run it down a pipe, and then you provide it back into the river at a lower elevation.
Proterra is also pioneering hydro trailers in Malawi villages, where streams and rivers have been harnessed to provide power and clean drinking water.
We've brought water to the village. We've also started generating our own electricity. So the option is there to then treat that water. And then using the electricity that we make ourselves, we're able to also set up a little UV system, a UV filter, and it kills the bacteria in the water.
These hydro trailers cost £15,000 each and can run around the clock just as long as the river's flowing. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. There have been frantic efforts to switch Hubble off and on again to reboot the giant galactic spyglass, but engineers back at Mission Control are only seeing error codes when trying to power up its scientific instruments. So, like with all gadgets, they've booted Hubble into safe mode while they try to find the root of the problem. So it has power, but can't be used to view objects or collect data, but is still travelling at 17,000 miles per hour. It's the second time Hubble has stopped working this year after problems earlier in the summer with the computer, which is starting to creak a bit as the hardware's from the 90s. Imagine trying to do all your socials on a ZX Spectrum. And finally, the rapper Jay-Z has joined Instagram and followed just one account, obviously that of his wife, Beyoncé. The entrepreneur, whose real name is Sean Carter, shared his first Insta post as @Jay-Z. Early on Wednesday morning, it featured the poster for the forthcoming film, The Harder They Fall, which he's a producer on. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Thursday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/news ad free. That's Amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.